Portions of this hour's programming are pre-recorded.
Tony Laredo, Throwback Nation Radio.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter Billie Eilish says it's so liberating to have found her own voice.
I can't express how gratifying and satisfying and fulfilling it has been to learn these things about my own voice that's in my body that I didn't even know.
You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid-20s by daybreak. Our winds will be on the light side. On Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the upper 30s to near 40 while the light north breeze. Currently 26 degrees.
CFW.
Western girls,
West and girls.
7 CFW is the Valley's fun station. All these great songs on the go wherever you need them, and all the news and info you need as well with the new free Civic Media app. Download that in the Google Play or App Store today and bring us along with on 105.7 CFW.
I'm not afraid to 1057 CFW. Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
feel it, baby. I get two.
It's that junk.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Yeah. ocean, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in. Whoa. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of state Republicans have introduced a bill that would limit what flags are allowed to be flown at government buildings. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Eric Wimberg introduced the legislation, which would only allow the U.S. flag, state flag, POW/MIA flag, and the official flags of the armed forces to be flown at the sites. If local municipalities wanted to fly another flag, it would require a 3/4 vote from elected officials. Critics say the proposal is meant to target the Pride flag or Black Lives Matter flag. The state legislature's Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules officially overturned the rule banning anglers from carrying a gun while fishing. The Republican-controlled committee voted 7-3 with no discussion to overturn the rule that had been in place since 1999. DNR officials say despite being allowed to carry a firearm now, anglers can only use them for protection and can't use them to shoot at fish. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit, claiming that the regulation could violate the Second Amendment. The Salvation Army is looking to use tiny homes as transitional housing for the unhoused population in Barron County. Officials say the organization received a donation of 2 tiny homes ready for occupants, which sparked the idea to create a tiny home community. The organization had previously attempted to convert a former nursing home into transitional housing after purchasing the property in 2021. Long-term construction issues forced them to abandon that project. They now plan to use that land for the tiny homes. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is pursuing the sale of the former transfer station used for trash and recycling operations until 2020. Officials say a developer is hoping to turn the property along Highway 29 in Menominee into housing and a childcare facility. The Board of Supervisors plans to sell 10 acres of land, including 2 buildings, under a sealed bid in February, with the bids being reviewed by the County Facilities Committee. Officials say the transfer station was closed due to the excessive cost of garbage and recycling collection efforts. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid-20s by daybreak. Our winds will be on the light side. On Friday, mostly sunny skies. Highs will warm to the upper 30s to near 40 for a light north breeze. Right now, it's 28.
CFW.
Your time.
90s and more.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. This love has taken its toll on me.
105.7 CFW.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Here we go.